Kathy, how have housing sales been over the past month or so?
So fairly flat, actually. I know that RealCom Trends are saying that they are down year to year, and the beginning of the month, they were down as well. But I will say I'm seeing some trending up right now. That could be because of the weather. Also, supply is starting to increase, so buyers are back out looking, which is a good thing. So sellers are deciding that it's time to sell. So we're starting to see more inventory now.
Now, how much were sales down from like December to January, I guess?
Month over month, the decrease was about 4.9% in sales for the month of January.
I mean, do you attribute that to the bitter cold weather?
So I think it has to do with the cold weather. It was one of the most challenging Januaries I've had, and I've been in this business for, you know, almost 40 years. And I do think weather had a lot to do with it. I think that people were vacationing and leaving the state. So I think that had something to do with it, getting out of the cold. And like I said, we're now going into the second week of February, and already we're starting to see an uptick in inventory, which is great. So the more listings we get, the more sales we'll have. So
now
we're ready for sellers to come to market.
Has inventory been a challenge? Because I know I get calls sometimes about people, you know, wanting me to get out of my house so they can sell it.
Beth, you are right. I think what happened is, you know, we had so many sellers that had refinanced, and listen, you can't compete with those interest rates, right? So it's less expensive for people, these baby boomers, to stay in their homes. However, I am having more phone calls. I personally have had more calls in the last month for people getting ready to put their houses on the market in the spring than I have had in any January. Even though January might have been soft in terms of sales, I'm anticipating a more aggressive spring. So, you know, if I'm a litmus to the rest of the market, which I hope I am, I think we're going to have a stronger April with properties coming to market, which is great for the buyers because we do have buyers out there. They're just looking for the right thing.
And normally, I mean, things would pick up in the spring anyway, right?
Normally they do, yes. So that being said, we have this pent-up demand more so than we had in 2025 because we just didn't have the inventory in January. Also, we came out of the holiday. So I think that, again, it's just going to be a little, I'm hoping it's a little more robust than even 2025. I feel it that it's going to be just because of what I'm seeing and what we're preparing for Q2.
Now, I know I'm always astounded. Realtors will send us houses that have sold in our neighborhood and in the area, and I'm always shocked by how high they're going for now. I mean, more than double what we paid for our house years ago. How are median sales prices?
So median sales prices have gone up. That is, you know, the interesting thing is that we have, you know, the luxury market, and then we have, you know, a more, you know, entry level market. And what that's done is it's actually made that middle range more competitive. You know, the median sale price is up 5.3%. So the median sale price in our area or through RealComp is $259,000. And that's not Oakland County. That is RealComp as an MLS system. So that's what's strange, right? Sales were down, increases down, or listings are down, but median sale price just keeps going up. So I don't expect it to decline either, just because, again, that buyers still want to buy. We had a period of time where millennials wanted to rent. And that was their platform. We're renting. I'm not buying. I don't want my grandma's china. And now they're in the market. So, and there are a lot of them. So that entry level is pushing up the medium level.
And do you expect that to continue?
I think it will. I do. I think that, again, we have a lot of youth, a lot of young people who want that asset. And they're realizing it's an important part of their portfolio. And so it just, it puts, so you have entry level. I mean, the houses in Oak Park, you know, we're selling houses in Oak Park for $253,000. So if that's going up, guess what's happening to Detroit? Detroit's going up, right? And if that's happening to Oak Park, it's happening to Royal Oak, and it's happening to Huntington Woods. And so I don't expect it to decrease. I think that there are certain price points that are a little more challenging and have a little bit more competition in terms of pricing. And it's that basic 4-bedroom, 2.5-bath colonial. I think that's just the least competitive space, or the more competitive space, excuse me. I think that 4-bedroom, 2.5-bath colonial is more competitive. So you might see some price adjustments in that category. But, you know, a solid brick ranch in Sterling Heights, it's going up in value.
Well, let me ask you this. What advice do you have for the young first-time home buyer that just, you know, seems to think it's really out of reach?
Well, I think that the first thing for a first-time home buyer to do is meet with a lender and find out what it is that they need to do to get qualified, to get prepared. So it may take a year or two. That's fine. This is not a quick fix. This is something that you're investing in for long term. So meet with somebody, save, try and put 10% away of whatever it is that you make and invest it in, you know, find a financial planner, you know, start investing your money right when you get your job. Do not wait. That's what you need to do. And more people are using FHA now as well, because the government has, you know, opened up the lending power in that category. And so I just sold a house and a condo in Novi through FHA. And it was clean, easy, no problem. So that's another avenue for first-time home buyers as well, is to look into the FHA programs.